Net. The opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, the celebration is going on, and we're doing it too. Let's rock this puppy. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
Is a renterswarehouse.com roadshow live from Proof Rooftop Lounge in Midtown. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, AJ Hoffman, the role model, John Lee, the master, back in studio. Ninja trying to keep us on air. He doesn't screw up. At Proof. We are on the rooftop at Proof, and I love this place. It's a little warm.
It's a little warm. It's toasty. I find it funny that the sun has been gone all day, hidden behind clouds until 4 o'clock, and now all of a sudden it's like way up in my ass. It's
all for
rough.
You, man. It's all for you. That's why it's doing it.
So, yeah, good news. Good news. The sun god loves me. It's beautiful.
I'm glad someone does.
Yeah.
It's because you put the curse on Deshaun Watson.
You
did. You put RG3 on him.
Would you say Lamont did worse than me?
Yeah, he did worse than you, but
okay, don't put
I didn't
it on
see
me.
I didn't see what he did. I heard what you did.
Okay.
Well, so hey, we're giving away, you guys were drawing for these meet and greets. And if you come on out here and you get your ticket, you got a chance to
meet Fred Fowler.
No, somebody real.
Somebody heel.
Somebody who plays a game. Really, really well.
Ooh.
Maybe somebody who is
a sportser, huh?
Maybe somebody who's actually at a podium right now.
A pro sportser? Yeah.
Something like that.
Damn.
Here's the number, 691-6642.
69.
691-6642. Yeah. Need to find this guy over here, and he will take care of you. All right, so, John, what are we doing here, pal?
You know what we're doing. All we're going to do is exactly what Joel and Barry did today.
What did they do today?
We're going to talk about the NBA because that's all you guys care about, right? Yeah, just kidding. Nobody cares about the NBA right now. Not one person here cares about it. You're lying. You don't care about the NBA right now. No, you don't.
Oh, everybody is tell you what, man, nice crowd today and a lot of people. I was going to go down. My daughter was down there, and I was going to go meet her briefly. Because you know,
my daughter went to the parade.
Yeah, she went to the parade. She's excited. She wants a Carlos Correa jersey.
What a dumb!
She had fun, but I think it was her boyfriend with her, and he just stayed as far away from me as possible.
I stand by this. Parades are the dumbest. People were lined up 8 hours ago to find a close spot to get waved at. Like, that's what a parade is. You wait, and then somebody drives by you, and they wave. And that's the parade. It's over. That's the dumbest thing ever. Yelling, that makes it better? We won the – like, that was the fun for me, was winning. Like, watching the baseball game was fun. I'm against parades in general. I've said that. I believe that in every circumstance. You can't tell me a time where – a parade is a good thing. I enjoyed the game. I'm against parades. I don't like Thanksgiving Day parades. I don't like championship parades. I don't like any kind of parade. I think parades are dumb. You love them.
No, I'm just looking at about 200 people who ran a parade today.
All these people who got suckered into going to the parade. I know. I'm just letting them know. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I missed what? A balloon. I missed a balloon. Oh. Yeah. I missed Snoopy coming by. Wah. What a big bummer that is. Whatever.
But I wound up not going.
To each their own. Whatever anybody's into, okay.
I wound up not going, though, because I was trying to
get down there, and I just saw – I took one look at how many people were there, and I'm like, there's no way. There's no way.
No.
I'm just coming down here and having a few beers before the
yes.
show.
Yes.
So, yeah.
There's booze here.
What's that, John?
Speaking of parades.
You're cutting this off?
Championship parade at the podium. AJ Hinch is talking.
Okay, so we'd rather hear from AJ Hinch than us. That's cool.
It's cool. I'm sure AJ Hinch has worked all day prepping his show. Cool. Let's hear what he's got to say.
We're going to forever be linked as a championship city because of 2017. So don't forget where you were when we made that last out and we became a 2017 World Series champions. So to these players, honestly, thank you. Thank you as their manager. Thank you for these fans. Thank you for how you show up at the ballpark every day and bring it. Thank you for how much you love each other. And thank you for making Houston a championship city. Next up, a man who started game one of the World Series, game one of the ALCS. He won the first game that he pitched in the ALDS as well as the ALCS. You've known him a long time. He's grown that beard out. He could join ZZ Top if he needed to. Number 60, Dallas Keuchel.
Houston. What the hell took us so long to win a World Series? There's one member of our team not with us today. He hasn't really done much. So, I want to give a little shout out. I want you guys to tell me how much Justin Verlander means to this team. Guys, we love you. We weren't playing for you guys. We were all playing together. We won this World Series together. Thank you, guys.
Up next, set the World Series record for most extra base hits. Total bases, the old record was 25. He had 29. He is your World Series most valuable player, number 4, George Springer.
What's happening? What's happening? How y'all doing? Yeah. So I remember back when we got beat by New York in New York that we weren't supposed to win, right? How'd that work out? I got told before game 7 apparently we didn't have a chance. How'd that work out? But I just want to thank every single person here. Every person in the city, every person in the state of Texas that believed in our team. And I want to tell you that from the second we stepped foot on that field this year, we wanted to do something for everybody here. And it's about time we brought something home for the great city of Houston. So, on that mark, I want everybody to celebrate, enjoy it. Houston, we have a championship team, and no one can take that away from us.
Yeah. All right, we're back because I think Sheila Jackson Lee's next, and I think I'd rather hear us than her. That's
yes.
Just me.
The manager, the World Series manager, the World Series MVP will hear. No one else. That's it. I'm done with him. A lot of people on Twitter think I'm drunk. I've literally had one beer, and I just opened my second one. It's just really hot here. I'm heat stroking.
I'll back up the one beer story.
I'm not drunk.
And I know you've had one beer here. I can't speak to anything that happened before
you
that.
You think I was day drinking?
It's okay.
Just told you I didn't go to the parade.
Well, then you probably went someplace that has better beer than they had at the parade.
No.
That would be my guess.
No. I'll be drunk after the show. Dilly dilly.
I think I'm going to try to be – I've actually got a really cool idea. I'm going to get really drunk right after the show so that I can't go pick up my wife at the airport and she'll get pissed off at me.
Just tell your wife then, you were on your bicycle.
No,
I'm gonna
get her really pissed off at me, pick a fight, and then I'm gonna go to Coushatta for the weekend because she's mad at me.
It's a good idea, really.
It's a really good plan.
That's not bad.
I think that's what we're gonna do.
All right, not bad.
We're gonna take a break. We come back. We've got a meet and greet to give away to do, and
you can meet Fred.
No. No one wants to meet Fred. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city.
Got to tell you about the 16th annual Rocket Run presented by Memorial Hermann Health Plan, benefiting Children's Memorial Hermann Hospital. It's this Saturday at Toyota Center. The race registration includes one ticket to a future Rockets game, a T-shirt, post-race party, and more. You can choose from three runs, the 5K fun run, the 2K walk, or if you're a kid, you can do the kids 1K event. Finish line, as always, is right on center court. Visit rockets.com/rocketsrun and register today for the run. And while you're there, pick up tickets. The Rockets are on the road now. They'll be back this weekend, next week. So check them out, rockets.com, for tickets and to register for the 16th annual Rockets Run. Do something good for yourself. Fred runs all the time. He's a healthy man. Look at him. Presented by Memorial Hermann Health Plan, and it benefits Children's Memorial Hermann Hospital. Who doesn't want to do that? Rockets.com/rocketsrun to register today.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Proof Rooftop Lounge in Midtown. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Proof. And come on up. Great place to hang out. Lots of good beer, which we're sampling.
And you won't melt.
You won't. No, you know what? We have a cloud now.
It's such trash that, like, yeah, there's a cloud now. Joel and Barry's whole show was overcast, and then as soon as they got off the stage, like, the sun burst out, which is a credit to our show being so much better than theirs. Like, God's smiling on our show instead of their crappy show. But, I mean, it is a little bit warm for the sun to be beating down on us. I didn't need
it's
that
It's November,
today.
Man. Come on.
No, give us a November day.
Yeah. That would have been nice.
We're out here parading.
Apparently, your buddy Sheila got booed at the podium.
I don't even know who Sheila is, to be honest. We're not friends. Are you giving me a ticket?
Yeah. So this is for
691-6642. How long are we going to go before we get another ticket? Oh, hey, turn me up. Turn the PA up. 691-6642. You are the winner of the meet and greet, and if you don't come up here and talk to this chick pretty soon, we're going to pick another winner, and you're going to lose. All right?
Well,
that's right.
I kind of feel like...
all the losers won another winner.
I feel
that's the way it should be.
I feel like we're in a bingo parlor or something with this.
Yes.
I-19.
Bingo! Bingo!
There you go.
I got it.
We're going to need to get a check on that card. Come up to the front.
Hey, Michael from Pick Me is here, so you can get your photo taken. He's back there in the corner. And no matter what kind of event you're having, the Magic Mirror photo booth from Pick Me Events will take your event to the next level. Unlimited photos, custom animations, custom layouts, upload to social media at events, GIF options, and more. Check them out. They're here. So go get your picture taken.
Did Michael take our advice and go as Harvey Weinstein for Halloween? You did?
Yeah.
Good.
He kind of looks like
you're
it now.
You're the perfect candidate, man. It's so great. Would you carry around a potted plant? You carry around a potted plant for your costume? Oh, that's it? All right. Some red wings, maybe? That's a good one for Harvey. Good for him. Yeah, I'm going to have to change up the way I'm doing the show here because there's a lot of kids here, I'm noticing.
Yeah.
This is a family-friendly affair.
Yeah.
I'll try and behave myself.
Well,
kids love me. Yeah, I'm like Barney, right? Yeah. Yes. I'm the Dora the Explorer of radio guys, for sure.
I think you're more like the Elmo.
Am I?
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. Whatever. Kids love that stuff. Roll the Reel says, is it customary to have so many politicians on stage for championship celebrations? They paid for it, so
I have no idea because I don't remember us having one since 95. Yeah. So I don't know how these things work.
I was 15 when the Rockets won their championship. I don't know who was the mayor. I don't know if they talked. I have no idea.
Yeah.
But now, yes, apparently so. They paid for it, so they're going to be on stage. I'm doing a professional radio broadcast. I have no idea what number I called 5 minutes ago.
Oh, man.
This is why I hate being the person who reads out the number.
Yeah.
Well.
Peyton Girl Texas says.
Luckily, I'm a really nice and approachable guy. That's a good thing, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Everyone loves me.
Apparently. Somebody asked, did you guys bike to the show today? I did.
I walked.
Yeah. Although, it's usually like a 15-minute bike ride, and I made the mistake of coming up McGowan. Took me about 30 minutes.
I parked in Montrose and walked here because there's nowhere to park. So there's no valet.
Yeah, the valet filled up when I got here.
Hey, if it happens, it happens. If it happens, it happens. I'm all right with it. Getting laid's getting laid. You guys don't worry about it. But, yeah, it was a there's too many people down here. So I was like, well, I'll just walk. Big deal.
Yeah, there's like three kids right there, they're saying.
Oh, well, damn it. I don't even know how to do a show around kids, honestly. I mean, what do you do?
I'd say just do you, and whatever happens, happens.
Barry, do the rest of the show. come over here.
I can't do a
show in front of children.
Because he's really appropriate.
I'm not even kidding. I can't do a show with kids here. Oh, boy.
Well, you got Reed Ryan coming on the show at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, right? Reed Ryan's going to join us at 5 o'clock. We have RJ Bell at 5:30, as always.
RJ Bell at 5:30.
Cool. Reed, he said that he would do it if he was in the parade or not. He's like, I'll just call you from the parade. So, but we decided that 5 o'clock would be the best time to do it. So Astros president Reed Ryan will join us on the program at 5 o'clock and RJ Bell at 5:30, which is always a good thing. Always good to have an RJ on.
Yeah. So your Texans solved
everything. Can we be sad now?
I don't know.
Y'all just want to keep pretending like Deshaun Watson's healthy and walking around on two legs, huh? Man. Okay. Well, the Astros Kool-Aid, the excitement lasted for about a day with me. And then I was like, well, the Texans season is in the toilet. And I can't pretend to be okay with it because it's done. And no amount of T.J. Yates or Matt McGloin's is going to save it. I don't even know. Honestly, I don't know who could have. Who they could have signed?
There's nobody out there.
There's people saying, "Oh, Colin Kaepernick could do what Deshaun Watson."
No, he didn't.
No,
no.
I promise you, if Colin Kaepernick could do what Deshaun Watson's been doing, Bob McNair would hire him. But Colin Kaepernick ain't Deshaun Watson, so I don't know. I mean, you don't find these guys growing on trees. It took the Texans how many years to find one? There ain't one just laying around on the trash heap. It doesn't work that way. This is going to be a disastrous season. And
you know what? You know what you're going to get? By the way, did you see the over-under on that is still at 50?
Okay.
You've got to unload on the under.
Oh, okay.
Under, man.
Yeah, I'm sure Lamar Miller is going to run for 200. That'll happen. Tom Savage is going to throw his first 7 touchdowns on Sunday. No.
Yeah, I think what you're going to see is what you saw offensively last year, which is not much, and your defense isn't playing as well. I mean, honestly, I'd love to be Mr. Positive here, but Deshaun Watson was carrying
the time for positivity was baseball season. Now we're back to being Houston sports people. This is it's a sad time again.
Well, you were even raining on the parade.
No, I wasn't raining on the parade. I mean, I was super happy the Astros won. I just don't like parades. That's all.
Okay.
I'm all for the championship. I just don't like parades.
I'm busy watching this cloud to see if it's going the direction that's going to give us shade for 30 minutes or 18 seconds.
I think our luck, that cloud will come over here and then start raining on us.
Interesting.
That seems You know
Seems about right. It's going to literally rain on our parade. Yeah.
So I guess there's still politicians at the podium. Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's what everybody came to see. That's what everybody lined up 8 hours ago to see.
Womp, womp.
Well, look at the bright side. The Astros are going to be good again next year.
I think so.
And I think they're definitely going to be in the mix again.
There's no reason why they shouldn't be. And especially in that AL West, which, I mean, there was no one who really challenged them this year. I don't know that anybody's challenging them next year. Repeating is very difficult. You know, the Yankees are going to be better than they were this year. I think the Indians are going to be good again. But there's no reason the Astros can't compete again. And they've got basically, I don't want to say they don't have everybody coming back, but they've got everybody that matters coming back.
Yeah.
And my guess is they're going to be willing to open up the pocketbook a little bit this offseason, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think they could potentially be better next year. When you look at the guys, how many guys had career years in your mind? Marwin Gonzalez, for sure.
Marwin, for sure.
I think
Springer.
Springer, for sure.
For sure.
So maybe you don't get the same production out of those two guys. But don't you think Bregman will be better?
Bregman should continue to improve.
I think Correa is good.
I think Yuli Gurriel is getting better still. You'll probably get some decline from guys like Josh Reddick, Brian McCann. Okay. I'll be all right with that.
Yeah.
Jose Altuve has proven that there's no such thing as a career year for him. He can do this every year. So I think the Astros are – if ownership is willing to spend some money this offseason, the Astros should be right here again next season, or at least competing for this again next season, which is an awesome thing.
Well, I mean, I also think – I thought that was thunder. It's just wind. That would be perfect. But I think a full season of Verlander and go out and get a quality reliever – to help the bullpen. I think you need that ninth inning guy and let Giles continue to develop as a setup guy. You could be better.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to be significantly worse. I don't see this team regressing to like 85 wins.
I don't see it either.
So,
barring pitching injuries.
Yeah. I mean, that's always the wild card.
If Justin Verlander's hurt and let's remember also Justin Verlander has the last few years been sort of a roller coaster. You've gotten really good years and really meh years out of just, and you could say the same for Dallas Keuchel.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. 2015 Keuchel, not good.
Right.
Or great.
Good.
2016
Keuchel.
2016, not
yeah,
good.
Yeah, not good.
This year, pretty good until he got hurt. Actually, was fantastic until he got hurt.
I guess the question is what kind of health you have in that rotation. It's hard to count on Lance McCullers being healthy for a full season because he's never done it. At this point, it's kind of hard to count on Keuchel being healthy for a full season. But you've discovered Charlie Morton's a valuable piece to your rotation now. You've got a bunch of young guys. I'm with you. I feel like this team is built for the next 2-3 years to contend every year.
I think next 2 years for sure.
Well, the next two years, Justin Verlander's here.
But then Keuchel's up, Altuve's up.
That's when they got to start going out to these dudes. And
so you don't
Are they going to give Altuve, Correa, and Keuchel $300 million each? I highly doubt it.
Yeah.
In fact, I guarantee that's not going to happen.
But the good news is you don't have to worry about that for 2 years.
Yep. And worry about it when it comes.
And maybe in the interim, you go ahead and sign Altuve to an extension and get him locked up. Maybe that happens.
Something tells me Altuve is not going to be a discount anymore. I mean, he's the AL MVP now.
Well, it's easy for me to spend Jim Crane's money, but I would have already said, look, I want to tear up your contract next year.
I would have, too.
You agree to 3 more years, and we'll pay you what you're worth.
Jose Altuve making $12 million the next 2 years is embarrassing. This is a team now.
At 12.5.
Okay. This is a team now that's contending, that's winning. They should be proactive with this, and I agree with you. I agreed with you then. I agree with you now. But now I honestly think it's too late to get like even a remotely good deal on him. You're going to pay.
But you should.
By the way, who's his agent now?
Oh, Boris, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scott Boris isn't giving you a good deal.
Well, and let's be fair. I only know one agent name in baseball.
That's all you need to know.
And that's not a good thing
if you're negotiating
with him. So, guess who's trying to come out here?
Who?
The legendary Zhong Li.
That's who the meet and greet is for.
Oh, no, I thought it was for...
How many of you ladies want to meet Zhong Li? Every lady in the place, just raise their hand right now. You didn't see it, Zhong, but they did.
Well, he didn't probably hear it either because he's on his way to his car.
Oh.
So I thought he was in the car already.
I don't want to say anything, but I didn't see any hands go up.
I saw like 15 or 20 hands go up.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what I was looking at.
You're not paying attention.
That's because I'm thinking about MyBookie.
That's right.
And wanting to get in on the action on MyBookie.ag, industry-leading sports book. They hook you up for all your betting needs, NFL, college football, hockey, any of those things you want to get in on the action, they got you covered. And by the way, if you just like doing casino stuff, MyBookie puts instant blackjack, roulette, Vegas-style slots right in the palm of your hand. And I like horse racing. They got horse racing as well. MyBookie, you could take any bet you want, get in on anything you want. And by the way, if you cash out, no hassle payouts, man. Fastest in the business. Give them a call, 844-900-2387, or sign up online using promo code FRED. You can also sign up online right on your phone. Just visit mybookie.ag today. Bet with the biggest, bet with the best, only at MyBookie. That's MyBookie.
ESPN 97.5.
Please, all right, guys, got to tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions. If you've got an outdoor area that you're not happy with, the pros at Allied Outdoor Solutions can set you up with a carved stone overlay. They can renovate your fading pool deck, grayed out patio, or outdated driveway. And carved stone gives you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less money. It's trial hand carved, custom colored for your home. It looks great, twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind it with a 7-year warranty. They can help you with residential and commercial projects, and they offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. Guys, save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing it all out and starting over. Go with a carved stone overlay. Get the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom. It's at I-10 in the Beltway, or check them out online, the Carved Stone Projects Photo Gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Proof Rooftop Lounge in Midtown. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Proof, on the roof at Proof.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at you.
Nice view of the sun from here. So if you
it's
like,
very close to
if
us.
If you like the sun and want to see a nice view of it, we're the place. Finally, another cloud. I think it's going the wrong way. Jeez.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, I'm spending my afternoon looking at clouds. Come this way.
That's the way it should
this
be.
Way. I should be stoned for that, right?
Yes.
Hey, man, I think that cloud looks a little bit like a dragon.
Yeah.
That's awesome. All right, 713-780-ESPN. If you want to text the show, you can also hit us up on Twitter. You know all the ways to reach us. And Parade Day in Houston. People still pretty good crowd here. You guys still drunk or what? Yeah. That was kind of a tame drunk. I'm guessing this means you got drunk earlier and excited, and now you're kind of in the come down phase of the drunkenness. Now you're in the man, I love you guys. You know, I'm so happy.
It's not a bad place to be.
I got to share this. And I'm sitting up here on the bar, and I'm drinking, and I'm listening to Fred and AJ, and AJ hates parades, but that's okay. I love him. I just love him. That's the phase you're in now. Next comes throwing up in the cab on the way home.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
Yeah, that's my favorite part. Or Uber, whatever your choice is. But, honestly, man, getting back to the Texans, I don't know what solution there would be at this point that's going to be a solution you look at and say, oh, okay, they'll at least get by with this. I think you're going to wind up changing your offense back to what it was, which means run up the middle, get a penalty, and then throw a screen pass. Yeah, that's pretty much what it's going to be.
It's disastrous.
I mean, it is. It's so – I just can't fathom the – well, I mean, we saw the difference that Watson had in the offense because he was so mobile, because he could continue plays, because he had such great – pocket presence. None of those are things that Tom Savage possesses. And there was even a story earlier this week where they were talking on the sidelines and Savage was telling him, man, I can't believe you did that. I could never do that.
He was in awe of him.
Yeah. Well, I think even right now, with one leg, Watson's more mobile.
Yeah.
But I can't think of any positives to spin this and to say, okay, you know what, they might still salvage 9-7 and make the playoffs. Boy, I think 9-7 would be a miracle, frankly.
I really do, too. I think if they find a way to make the playoffs, it's unbelievable. So I'm in a – yesterday when it happened, I was just like, oh, because – I mean, obviously, for our job, we want the Texans to be interesting.
Yeah.
And suddenly the Texans aren't interesting at all.
Who's the most interesting player left on the team? Clowney?
Yeah.
Okay, who's the second most interesting player left on the team?
I mean, Hopkins is the second best player.
Yeah, but now he's almost useless because he's got Tom Savage throwing
the ball. I promise you, DeAndre Hopkins is going to be a fun watch for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what else is interesting with that team. They're a disaster.
Shane Leckler.
He's gonna be the most overused Texan for the rest of the season. I guarantee you that. Yeah. He's gonna have plenty of playing time.
Yeah. Robert wants to know, does Sumlin get fired Sunday if they get blown out by Auburn?
I think Sumlin's gonna last through the end of the season, no matter what, at this point. But I do think if they lose this Saturday, that Kevin Sumlin's fired at the end of the year.
But if you're A&M and you've already made your mind up on that, do you really want to wait when you got schools like Florida and Tennessee's probably going to whack their guy first too?
I mean, that's a good question. Do you want to do? I don't know.
I mean, because that's a good job. You're going to be able to get a good coach.
I don't know what the answer is. I don't know if you fire him now or fire him later. But if you fire him now, then you're competing with Florida and Tennessee. Is that a good thing?
Well, theoretically, you should be. Shouldn't if you want a coach, you should be able to go after him when those guys are. If you want the same guy Tennessee does?
You get the same guy Tennessee does? I don't think so.
I don't know. I got money there, man.
I got money
it's
there.
An appealing job.
It's not like Tennessee's broke or Florida's broke.
No, but obviously, if you're A&M, you think you should be able to compete with those schools.
I don't know why you think that.
I think with the facilities
those
they
teams
have
won like six national championships since Texas A&M won one in the 20s.
No, it's not what it says when you go to Kyle Field.
They've got made up championships, but real championships.
But yeah,
Florida and Tennessee have won legitimate championships.
But right now, those programs aren't any better than A&M, not from a football standpoint.
No,
and that's the thing. If you're a coach and you think, you know what, now Florida, I know I can recruit at if I take that job.
Yeah.
I like the Tennessee job, but I might take A&M over that.
You know what the difference is between Florida, Tennessee, and A&M? Florida and Tennessee don't play in the same division as Alabama. And whoever's in that SEC West, I don't care what job you take. Auburn's a good job. LSU's a good job. Until Nick Saban retires or dies, Alabama's beating everybody. If you're in the SEC East.
Don't say that because some crazy lunatic's going to go kill him now.
Well, listen, you don't think they've thought of that already? Trust me. If you're in the SEC East, you got a chance. You know, if you're better than Georgia one year, you got a chance. Florida's been there a couple times, you know. And I think Alabama, though, is that monster that's in your division is going to be – that's a tough deal to deal with.
Well, if I'm an arrogant coach, I think I can win there.
I know. Kevin Sumlin thought that. He was wrong.
Yeah.
It's a harsh reality.
A32 says, I took my kid to the parade because memories like this will make him an Astros fan for life. I think parades are for kids. I'm okay with that.
I guess so. Like, I think watching the games made my kid an Astros fan for life. That's what's going to make you a fan. And if you don't like watching the games and you like going to the parades, you ain't going to be a real fan. Because guess how – there's 81 games here a year. Guess how many parades there are? Once every 20. I mean, that's it. It doesn't happen.
Kids are an important thing, and if you want to make more, you need to maybe try out my friends at Summerwood Pharmacy.
How do you make kids?
Well, first off, you put in an order online.
Okay.
Okay. And then an Amazon box
shows
up.
Can you pick boy or girl?
No, it kind of does it randomly for you. It's like a random child generator.
And
so this Amazon box shows up in your lawn, and you got about, half a day to open it. If you don't, then the contents will spoil.
You're right.
And
return to cinder.
Yeah. And then that's what happens, and that's how you get a kid. At least that's what I've been told. If you want to try the more traditional method, though, Summerwood has you covered. $60 is a nice price for a steak and a couple of beers, or go out drinking with your friends and spend some money. $60, you can fill up your truck with gas, but for a little blue pill, that's just silly. It's Summerwood Pharmacy right here in Houston, a better solution for your performance needs for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. And it's the same active ingredient. And you can have the prescription mailed to an address you choose discreetly for free. All you have to do is call 281-225-4300 or go to myedrx.com. That's myedrx.com. And the great thing about this is it uses sildenafil, which is the same active ingredient as Viagra. And let's say you're paying $60 for that pill, and maybe she changes her mind, or he, whatever you're into. Well, you just blew $60. With these guys, less than 10. It just and if you've already got a prescription, you can just call them and get it changed from your doctor. If not, go to your doctor, get your prescription set up, and give them a call. 281-225-4300 or go to myedrx.com. That's myedrx.com. That's Summerwood.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys, it's AJ Hoffman from The Blitz. BetDSI is one of the Internet's top sports books. Don't ask me. Just check out the sportsbook review sites. They are rated A+. They've got an impeccable reputation, fantastic features, easy deposits, and speedy withdrawals with pretty much every bet type imaginable. Go to BetDSI.com right now. Use my promo code BLITZ25 to get a $25 free wager just for registering. You can bet parlays, teasers, straight bets, futures. BetDSI.com offers lines on nearly every sporting event you would want to bet. Nothing makes watching football games better than wagering while the action is live. BetDSI offers live betting and prop bets while games are in progress. But they aren't just a world-class sports book. BetDSI has a fantastic online casino and racebook. You can bring Vegas right to your living room or take it on the go with your mobile device. If you ever get bored of betting on ball games, there are plenty of other ways to get some action at BetDSI. You can find odds on politics, reality TV, and pretty much everything else. If you're looking for a different online sports book, you've come to the right place. Over 20 years paying winners. Use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. If you decide to deposit, you'll get a 200% bonus match on your money right now. Play on the go with their easy-to-use mobile interface. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use promo code BLITZ25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's BLITZ25 to get your free wager and start winning today.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Proof Rooftop Lounge in Midtown. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Proof. And I just want to point out that if you're out and about from the parade, you just heard the traffic report, you're not getting the hell out of downtown. So don't. Come down here. There's plenty of cool areas on the roof here that aren't in the sun. We're not in one of those areas, but there's plenty of areas.
We're in the sun area.
And it's very nice in the area that doesn't have the sun.
Yes.
Because I was over there. We were over there before the show.
There's fans.
And it was awesome.
Inside, I think there's air conditioning. It's very nice.
There's fans. Those fans are great.
And a lot of really good spots here.
Yeah. So come on out. It's a great place.
And the good news is the spot with all the sun is taken. You can't even sit here.
That's right. We've
got to do the show.
Yeah.
But every other spot is solid.
I'm getting a nice tan. There's that.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't really tan. You just turn really red.
Nah, I tan.
Okay.
Yeah. I turn red first and then I tan.
Okay.
So, yeah, so come on out, and there's live music tonight, all kinds of stuff, all set up upstairs. So very good stuff. Somebody asked, did anything get burned or vandalized when the Astros won?
True or false, did you hear this story that original Ninfas got robbed during the World Series Game 7?
I did not hear that story.
I heard that story. Much like Yasiel Puig's house got robbed during Game 7.
Yeah.
Which, quit robbing players'
houses when they're playing games. It's wrong.
It's pretty chicken bleep.
Yeah, I'm against that.
Well, wouldn't NEFA's have been open?
I don't think so. Well, or maybe it was that night after the, like, while the celebration was going on.
Oh. Yep. Some drunken knucklehead. Hey, man.
Let's It'd be go awesome if Nefas. We could get a lot of tortillas.
Yeah. I want some fajitas, uncooked. Let's go do it.
Yep.
713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. You can also get us on Twitter.
Yep.
And yeah, Rory says it's Florida A&M Tennessee with how he ranked them. I would agree with that, I think.
As far as how good the job is?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably so.
Yeah.
I think Tennessee and A&M are interchangeable. I don't think I'd argue one way or the other. Florida's a better job than both of them, though. I don't think that's debatable.
Yeah, but again, with all these places, it comes down to, do you get the right coach? You know, you thought you had the right coach the last time, and he couldn't win.
Yep.
And I think the best guy in the best place is going to have success. Just have to get the right fit.
Yep.
Nick asks, haven't seen the depth chart. Which quarterback is coming in when Savage breaks?
My guess is Yates.
Yeah, I would guess Yates because he would at least have some familiarity. Well, I guess McGloin does too.
Yep.
With the offense. But Yates has at least played with some of these guys before.
Yeah.
God, that's... So this is what you are.
I mean, it's a disaster that Tom Savage is starting to begin with.
Right, right. So
it's a double disaster.
Is it really...
That's your backup situation.
Well, and I wouldn't be surprised if one of those guys winds up replacing him anyway.
Yep.
And it's not like Tom Savage has ever done anything.
Yep. That's true.
I guarantee they both have more career touchdown passes.
They definitely do.
Than Tom Savage has.
Yeah. McGloin, probably not by many.
Yeah, I guess I should look up his stats before I say that.
Yeah, let's be careful.
Yeah. But so anyone wants to know what are the odds Braxton Miller will take some snaps at quarterback. They're going to have to get creative. I mean, I'm sure they'll come in there and have some wildcat packages that he throws out of.
Well, it's not like they got a lot of extra wide receivers anyway that they can just afford to go willy-nilly.
That's true.
Not dilly-dilly, willy-nilly, not dilly-dilly.
People are embracing.
The Texans' offense can't go dilly-dilly.
See what you've started.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at Matt McGloin's stats now because I'm curious. I vaguely remember him throwing a touchdown. Oh, hell, he threw 8 in 2013.
Oh, man, like a boss.
He's got 11 career touchdown passes.
Dilly dilly.
What the hell are you waiting for? Put him in now.
How long has he been out of the league? 2 years?
No, he was in the league last year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he played in 3 games.
All right.
Remember when Derek Carr died?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. It was him and then Connor Cook, I think, wound up being the other guy that played because he got hurt and then – Cook had to play.
Yep.
So, yeah. I mean, there's just no good answer. You just hope that defensively you can improve and play like you did last year. And
I think the hope is you can rally around Tom Savage.
That's your hope?
Yeah.
That's it? That's all you've got for the people?
That's all I got for the people.
Rally around Tom Savage.
That's
no,
all.
No, I think their defense is just going to have to play like it did last year, and they're going to have to win games like they did last year, which means 12-10 and 17-13, and you know, just try not to turn the ball over because you're not going to have the kind of possessions that you had when you had Watson in there.
First of all, there's a couple crazy things going on Twitter. Goose says, the World Series is great, but do you think the price for Verlander was worth it?
What? What has Jose Altuve ever done, guy?
Yep.
Is that what this is?
Kind of similar. Yeah. I mean, again, it's easy for me to spend Jim Crane's money, but Justin Verlander, if he doubled his salary, would be worth the World Series. Lamont says, should Yuli be in talks for Rookie of the Year? He would be if Aaron Judge didn't exist. Aaron Judge walks the earth, though, and there is, I would guess it's going to be a unanimous American League Rookie of the Year, or it should be. I don't think that Aaron Judge should win league MVP, but – if Aaron Judge doesn't win Rookie of the Year, something criminal has happened.
Yeah.
So, and then Brandon says, thanks, AJ, for ruining my fantasy team. I blame you, sir. I traded Doug Martin for Deshaun Watson Wednesday night. First of all, if you play in a league with someone who would trade Deshaun Watson for Doug Martin, you're a dirty scumbag anyway, and you're playing with handicapped children. That's not really cool. Secondly, Deshaun Watson with one leg may be more valuable than Doug Martin for the rest of this season, if we're being honest. If we're being honest.
Can we go back to the first guy?
Okay.
All right, I'm just curious. Maybe you can explain it to me because I'm not very bright. What is the goal of a team every year, theoretically?
To win.
To win the championship, correct?
Yes.
Super Bowl, World Series.
Unless you're the Browns, and then it's to get as high of a draft pick as you can.
Right, right. So.
And then pick the wrong guy with that pick.
Yeah, well, hey, the. But I don't understand how you could say, did they pay too much?
No.
When the reality is.
There's no such thing as too much.
First of all, you don't win this title without him. That's not even debatable. I mean, this thing's over in the New York series if you even got that far. And so, yes, basically I would have traded every single prospect on the planet if you told me Justin Verlander will get you the World Series.
Yeah.
In fact, I would trade everybody in this bar right now. I'd throw them into the deal. Sorry, guys. I mean, that's – you trade whatever you have. If you know that's
– Not me, guys. I love you all.
No, you're out of the trade, too. I hate to break it to you. No, I honestly, you give up whatever you have to do to get that guy. And, I mean, to me, that's just that question is even more silly than the Altuve thing.
Here's
what has Justin Verlander ever done? Huh? Can I ask you that?
What has he done? He's a he was league MVP. He was a Cy Young winner. I mean, he's pretty good. Like, it's always – it's like this with payroll, things like that. Oh, sure, the team was pretty good, but did they pay too much for this team? The Yankees, when they spend all the money and they win the World Series, they don't feel bad about it. They feel fine about it. They're okay with that. If the Dodgers would have won, they would have felt okay that they had the top payroll in baseball. You know who's not happy about that? The Blue Jays, the Tigers, who were like number 4 and 5 in payroll this year and just weren't very good. Nobody wants to be that. If you're the Giants were 6th in payroll, had one of the worst records in the league. If you pay a bunch of money for a team that does nothing, you overpaid. There's no amount, if you win the World Series, that was too much. That's what you play for.
Yeah. And you know what? How many years has it been since the Astros had won the World Series? Oh, never.
Never.
Never. So, God, I mean, I don't know. I don't know some of these topics that people try to – narratives they try to crank up, but dude, I'm just gonna go with he's been drinking a lot.
Yeah,
right. Because nobody's that. Yeah. All right, I guess we should just take a quick break. Got Reed Ryan coming up next. That won't suck.
That'll be good.
We'll ask him that question. What has Jose Altuve ever done?
Yeah, what's he done?
Yeah.
What's he really accomplished?
Was it worth it trading for Justin Verlander? Was it worth the price?
My goodness.
Or as the Chronicle apparently called him, Jason Verlander.
As my friend, the great American poet Cat Stevens once said, ooh, baby, it's a wild world. Right?
It is.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Quick break. We'll be right back. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.